part of the overpay also is the New York Yankees are also in the market for a catcher. And who knows what was going back and forth, measuring prospects. I mean, you look at the prospects that the Red Sox gave up, their second, their third, their sixth, and their 15th ranked prospects. And, you know, there is something that's better than prospects, and it's parades. I can tell you that for a fact. So you take a chance here on Adley Rutschman, who is a proven big leaguer. He's elite defensively. He can swing the bat from both sides of the plate. And you do give up some promising prospects that have fared well in Double A and A ball. You had a center fielder. You had two really good arms in Ianson. It's tough to see those guys go, but you never know what's going to happen with prospects. We see this every single year from every organization, highly touted prospects get to the big leagues and not pan out. I'm not saying that would happen with these guys. There's some really talented guys on that list, but you have to take the chance here with the multi-year all-star that's elite behind the dish.
You're listening to Christian Arcan on WEEI.
It's your final hour. Christian Arcan Show, WEEI. I want to say thanks again to Rob Bradford for jumping on here and talking with us. I guess no McAdam tonight. We never really locked down a time for McAdam, so it's probably just as well. We'll talk to him very soon, I'm sure. Shout out to Bradford. Thanks for coming through. Always good to see him. And he had some interesting insight into the inner workings of this team, the national reaction, and the Red Sox now. Without the built-in excuse, which was built in for years, August and September, the built-in excuse for this team when they inevitably collapsed down the stretch, was, well, other teams got better and the Red Sox stood pat. That was the case in 24, that was the case in 23, 22, was it the case? I forget what happened in 22.
22 was like, again, a middle ground where they trade away Christian Vasquez, but then they got back Willy Abreu in that package.
That's when they got Abreu, okay, yeah. But they didn't do much, and they fell off in August and September, if I recall correctly. But that's been, for the most part, the way this has gone. In the post-Dave Dombrowski era, trade deadlines more often than not went one way. You had Alex Cora and sometimes players in the clubhouse openly begging for Bloom and Henry and Warner and Kennedy and everybody to help them. No help really comes. They got the books in order. They may make a move on the margins. They may trade away a guy, you know, that they feel like is not worth it anymore. But the additions you keep hoping for, the additions that you have to overpay for, because you have to overpay for them. I think that's what people are misunderstanding. I keep seeing these text messages. Arcan, how are you so happy that they got taken advantage of? I don't think they got taken advantage of. I think they just paid what you have to pay in order to make acquisitions at the trade deadline. I don't really think it's even much advantage being taken anymore. Is it more than it would be in the offseason? Yeah, but there's a reason for that. It's because it's in season. There's more incentive to do it. You're here right now. You're competing right now. Do you want to win right now? Or do you want to go into the offseason and see what happens, you know, and then build it with the promise of an upcoming season as opposed to here we are. We're in the weeds, all right? We're in the thick of it. We got 2 months to go, and we need help. It's a different kind of urgency. It's a different kind of toll to pay. And that's why when there's buyers and sellers, the sellers at the deadline are often the ones who end up winning the trades. That's usually how it works. It's rare that it goes the other way. You know, every once in a while, you know, Mookie Betts will get traded or, you know, something like that. Although Mookie these days, I'll take the three World Series, obviously, but not exactly looking like a great long-term solution there for that team, the way he's been playing. At any rate, you look at what's going on with some of the other teams that are competing right now. The White Sox are very active. The Yankees got active. The Rays got active. Teams are out there improving. And the Red Sox did pull the trigger on what I thought was a bold move to bring in Curtis Meade. I thought that was a bold move. It immediately backfired on them, but that's not really their fault when a freak injury happens like that. And I think that that is another part of the reason why Breslow had to pay more here for Adley Rutschman. He had to pay more because the Orioles knew the Red Sox were more desperate than the Yankees. You are more desperate. You need offense. which we all know. You were a bad team to start the year in almost entirely because of your bad offense. And you could slip back into that at a moment. Jesus. At a moment's notice. I'm gesticulating a lot tonight. That's my problem. I gesticulate wildly. I knock stuff over. What do you want from me? Especially on a night like tonight. Let's go back to your phone call. 617-779-7937 before I knock anything else over. Sean is in Worcester. Hey, Sean.
Hey, what's up, Christian?
Hi, Sean.
Hey, I got two comments, then I want to talk about the Rushman trade.
Okay.
I don't want Anthony back because I don't want to screw with chemistry.
Well, and okay, but if he comes back, he'd play left field, which is where Jaren Durant's playing, and Jaren Durant's hitting 195. So I don't think he'd be screwing it up that bad, I guess is the point.
Well, he might do the same thing if he comes back.
Well, then what's the difference? If he's doing the same thing, then who cares?
Yeah. But the second one is, I'm glad that Meyer is gone because his worth ethic was horrible. He did not want to try and do anything to get into the game. He shouldn't have made it to the majors.
Shouldn't have made it to the majors?
No.
Okay.
But my last one is the Rushman trade. I do not like it. It's because they overpaid for somebody that's on the DL. And the person that I did want them to, the catcher I did want them to go get was Liam Hicks, that is younger and hits better and has more power.
Okay, thanks for the call.
No!
Appreciate it. Sean McAdams just texted me. I feel like I screwed it up here. Yeah, I don't think we'll be able to work that out because it's games all the rest of the week, right? Yeah, so we're not going to be able to. Anyway, it's okay. I honestly didn't listen to the end. What was Sean saying? Sean in Worcester?
He hated the Rutschman trade because it was an overpay, and he would have rather have gone and traded for Liam Hicks from the Marlins.
Oh, God, no. You did better. You did better than that. I probably wouldn't have wanted to trade the same kind of things to get Liam Hicks, but yeah, I agree with you. It's an overpay. That's the thing, is that I agree that they overpaid. I am enthused by that fact that they overpaid, that they zeroed in on something that they wanted and did what it took to get them. I wish the Celtics had done that with Giannis. I wish they had, you know, thrown in the extra chips at the end there to get Giannis. Now, this isn't getting Giannis. Adley Rutschman's not Giannis or the Giannis of baseball. But it's the same kind of principle. It's the same kind of thought process. And for the Red Sox, I don't think that this is something they would have done if they were just having a regular season. You know, ups and downs, win streaks, losing streaks, etc. I think the fact that they started off so badly and are now so good is a big reason why they decided to abandon their normally conservative, kind of frustrating trade deadline principles. And thank God for that. Because I don't think I could have gone through another one of these trade deadlines where they just sit on their ass and then when it's all over go, well, hey, we tried. Now, this is the difference between saying, hey, we tried and actually going out and getting it done. And kudos to them for finally getting something done here. If you were content, okay, and I think a lot of you were because I keep getting these text messages. Arcan, oh, that was such a bad trade. Oh, they overpaid so much. If you were content with the way they were doing business prior to this at the deadline, then be happy today or be unhappy today, okay? And you can go back to celebrating every single year when they come back with Steven Matz or Danny Jansen or, you know, Lucas Sims or whoever the hell else. Austin Big Fudge, whatever that guy's name was. Hansel Robles, okay? I could name a million of these guys. These no-name non-contributors who they end up picking up at the deadline because they're too scared to go in for someone who can actually help them. So that's something you got a problem with? Fine. Be mad today. Be mad. Let the rest of us celebrate.
You know what it is? Is the multiple years, as you're saying, of being neutral or not making the significant ad or the big splash, I feel like has maybe brainwashed people into thinking that
that's the way to do it. Right. Yeah, I think you're right.
That prospects are so incredibly valuable that like anyone ranked in the top five, you got to hold on to them. You got to bring them up and just see what they're about instead of taking the big jump.
You know who made bold moves like this? Dave Dombrowski. And you know the last time he won a World Series when Dave Dombrowski was running the team? So I'm glad that they're acting a little bit more like Dave Dombrowski. Really, I mean, it's as simple as that. If you can't understand that, then we have nothing else to talk about. 617, unfortunately, I have another 45 minutes of show left to do. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Michael in Florida. Hey, Michael.
Hey, how are we doing this evening?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Sorry about that. My headphones broke. What's up, Michael?
No, you're doing good. You're doing good. So, listen, I've been listening for a while now. So,
thanks.
I mean, there's a whole roller coaster of emotions going on. But
yes.
There's a couple things I want to point out here. So let's talk about how Dustin Pedroia was drafted in the second round by the Boston Red Sox.
Okay.
And, you know, obviously we got rid of one of those today. And imagine if we would have got rid of Dustin at the same time.
Michael, what are you talking about if we got rid of Dustin? What are you talking about, got rid of Dustin? What do you mean?
No. I'm talking about the
Marcelo Meyer was drafted fourth overall. He wasn't a second round pick. He was the fourth overall pick in the draft.
Okay. No. All right. Then I apologize for that. But
okay.
Let's also, like I said, let's talk about Hanley Ramirez. We didn't draft him at all. He actually got signed as an unrestricted free agent,
mm-hmm.
and he ended up becoming one of the top prospects in baseball. So we could talk about all these what ifs and what we did trade, what we didn't trade, and who became this and who became that.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get down to where we're at right now. In the beginning of the year, we fired our entire coaching staff. We're talking about legends. We're talking about the captain, Jason Varitek.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're talking about a man who also, back in 2018, won us a World Series.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot of things that went in with that. But going back,
Michael, I'm going to need you to speed this up. I got to get my night going a little bit faster than this. What do you want to say about the deadline?
Okay. So going into the you know, the wrist injuries, going into Rushman and Need that we both got. I don't understand why we got two men with wrist injuries. I wish them the best. I hope they get back to it.
Well, Need wasn't injured when they traded for him, Michael. I'm going to let you go because this is brutal, this call. I'm sorry. You seem like a nice guy, but it's taking too long to get to the point. Mead was not injured when they traded for him. He got injured after they traded for him. Rutschman is, but they're not thinking it's going to be. He's on a 10-day IL, and he's been on it for like 3 days, right? So
it hasn't been that long of a stint, and they're expecting any kind of rehab stint if he potentially went through to start soon.
Yeah, okay. Let's take a break. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll come back, get to more of your phone calls. We'll do an abridged Arcan Fire, and we'll have Dongs at 9:30. It's the Christian Arcan Show, back in two. Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI. We'll get to the Arcan Fire in a minute, but we have nearly full phone lines, so I feel like I wouldn't be doing my job if I just let him sit here. Let's go to Adam in Springfield. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
You got it.
I just wanted to share real quick. I've been listening for a while now, and even the last couple weeks, everyone mentions, oh, they need to do something big. The Sox need to do something big.
Mm-hmm.
Complaining to do the trade for Mead. That wasn't good enough. They need to do something bigger. Yet they go and do something that no one expected. They get Adley Rutschman, a 28-year-old, first round, first pick. You know, you still have control until 2028. And the people are upset. And it's like you mentioned before, I completely agree. At the time right now, you need to give in order to receive. And if we want to make it to the postseason, if we want to be able to do something with this roster that has been giving their heart out, did a completely 360, then we needed to invest. We needed to go in and go on a risk. The guy's only been injured for like 3 days. He's going to be on 10 days. He's going to come back. And I think we're going to have a long run in the postseason.
Adam, I hope you're right. I hope you're right about that. They have Rutschman through 2027, not through 2028. But either way, there may not be a 2027 season. So we'll see about that. And we'll see about, you know, an extension. I would like to see him earn it, obviously. I don't think they need to go out and just throw an extension at him now, despite what anyone may think. The only people I see saying that are people who really like the prospects. Well, if you're going to give up all these prospects, you better give him an extension. Like, no, you don't need to. See if he can play. See if he's a good fit. See how he does at Fenway. Let's see. We got 2 months. Ish. Let's see what he looks like first. Let's try Jim in Wakefield. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Christian. How are you tonight?
Great, Jim. How you doing?
I'm doing good, but I'm going to do this quick because after listening to that guy from Florida,
uh-huh.
and how slow he was, man, it was like being in a dentist chair.
That was pretty
anyway,
tough. Yeah.
You know what? I'm telling you, all these people who complain about giving up prospects and this and that, you know something? Prospects are nothing but prospects. You got an all-star major leaguer in return for prospects. Mm-hmm. That is what Dave Dombrowski would have done. And you know what? I'm so sick of Marcel Amaya. How long ago did we draft that kid? 5 years ago? He's been hurt ever since. He's never really played. He hasn't come into anything. I don't care how good he feels. He can't hit for crap. And then you got people like Tristan Cassis and all these other guys that they keep talking about. Christian Campbell, all the prospects. Where are all our prospects that they were telling us were going to lead our team into the future? You know what you do when you have a good team? You go out and you get major league players with those prospects, and you have a chance to win.
Mm-hmm.
They've got an awesome pitching staff.
Yeah.
Breslow, I got to tell you right now, when you look back at what he has done between all the players that he had brought in the offseason, who now all look great, and now you look at the needs that he just filled, he has been doing his job. You know, I mean, and I know we like to make fun of Bresbot and this and that.
We do.
But I'll tell you right now, the guy's doing a hell of a job.
Yeah, Jim, I agree with you. I think that this, the whole outlook on Breslow now with this deadline, adding offense at the deadline, it almost didn't matter. It almost wouldn't have been, they were almost going to be sellers at the deadline, so it would have been a moot point. But the fact that he went out, added Contreras, added Gray, added Suarez, even added Durbin, who I know sucked and was a big, you know, big, vacuum in the middle of the lineup there for the first 2-3 months of the season, but is now contributing. Pretty much everybody who was good for you this year was brought in by Breslow in the offseason, or last offseason in the case of like Aroldis Chapman. But yeah, if you look at the list, it's not a bad list. Like you got Chapman, Crochet, Contreras, Gray, Durbin, Suarez. Pretty good, you know, like that's solid right there. You had Bregman and you lost him, and there's some misses like Walker Buehler and, you know, Oviedo and guys like that, I guess, which I think Oviedo was a miss. I guess we don't really know. But, yeah, I'd say all in all, like, this is really starting to turn towards Breslow having a track record that is growing more impressive with each passing week. Ken in Maine, you get the last word. Go ahead.
Hey, Arcana. Yeah, I just wanted to call. I'm one of those people that don't, I mean, yes, we get rid of a lot of prospects and stuff, but to me, it's one major leaguer and one really, really strong pitching prospect in Ianson. I mean, Witherspoon hasn't been doing that great. I really don't think that they really gave up that much. I mean, they gave up a bunch of bodies, I guess, if you want to call it that, but it wasn't that much to begin with. My biggest thing going into the trade deadline was I just didn't want to see them getting rid of Franklin Arias. I really am happy that out of anything that happened, we still have him because I think he's going to be a strong part of whatever is building right now.
Yeah, Ken, you're right. I mean, Arias they kept. They kept Peyton Tolley. They kept Jake Bennett. They kept Roman Anthony. Yeah, I mean, I remember when Dombrowski made the Chris Sale trade. And he kept Benintendi. And he traded the other fella. What the hell was that kid's name that they traded to Chicago? It's going to annoy me. He ended up having a decent little career there. But they kept Benintendi. And I'm sure Chicago asked for Benintendi, but Dombrowski said, nope, you can have this guy. But what was that other guy's name? I know Joe knows this, but he's on the phone. Joe, what's the guy that they traded for Chris Sale? Not Vaughn Grissom, the guy they traded to get Chris Sale. Not Benintendi, the other prospect.
Oh, Yoán Moncada?
Yoán Moncada. Thank you very much. I could not think of his name. And they wanted Moncada, and they wanted Benintendi. And Dombrowski said, no, you can have one of them. You can have Moncada. Here, take him. And Moncada was the better prospect. And he ended up having an okay career. He wasn't great. Benintendi's had a better career than Moncada. And, you know, sometimes it just works out that way. You didn't give up the whole farm. You gave up quite a bit. But you kept your young guys who were major leaguers, you kept. And you kept your number one prospect. And I feel like that's sort of getting lost in the, well, you gave up three of your top five. But you kept number one. You know, you kept him. And so that means, number one, he could either be a part of the future and part of, you know, what you do going forward at shortstop. Lord knows you need help at shortstop. We all know that. Or he's someone that if he keeps breaking in the minor leagues, which he's already hit like a couple home runs, I think, for the Woo Sox. And that's a guy that offseason, next trade deadline, another even more valuable chip that you have. We got to take a break here because though it is the trade deadline, And though we skipped right through the New England Nightly News and just now also the Arcan fire with all your calls, one thing, rain nor sleet nor snow nor shine nor Rob Bradford pop in nor trade deadline extravaganza, nothing stops the Dongs. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the Dong Report is next.
Dong, 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 dong.
Swing and a drive! Oh! He killed it! Cut down here!
Where's the dong?
It is gone! You can't. Put it on the board, yes!
Dong, all over the world.
Hello, Doc. Como estas?
It's out of here!
Congratulations on your extremely long dong.
Dongs, 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 dongs. Dongs, 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 dongs.
Oh, yeah! Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the Dongs, the Dong Report. Been a while since we've had a Dong Report. I think we've only had one in this room. One other Dong Report in this room.
Well, we had two a couple of weeks ago because we had the postponement.
Right.
But you were at Fenway. But then we had a normal one here. So, yeah, second time in this building.
And Dan Ball, when he's filled in, has not done one, right?
I've told him, hey, if you want to be a temporary Dong Master, have at it. But he's like, I don't want it on my resume, I guess.
Okay. Fair enough. If you don't want it, you don't want it. We don't want to force the Dongs on anyone. Lord knows. Before we get to tonight's Dongs, and we do have a pretty healthy slate right here, as we always do here in the Dong Report, let's hear Will Fleming out of context.
Sid, me, is it a little weird to talk about passions in the back third row of a Lexus?
It's not weird at all. Lexus, though. Hey, not bad. All right, let's start off here with the one game that's already gone final of all these games here. Everything else in progress, so a very fluid Dong Report. Pause. And that would be the Nationals and the Phillies.
Career, then he's going to be too big for his britches.
I heard that this morning. Too big for his bridges. close. She was right around it. Britches, as in pants, right? Isn't that what that is? Too big for his britches. Britches.
Welcome back to the Dong Report, Courtney.
I missed Courtney. And everyone's like, well, yeah. I mean, obviously. I was like, well, no. But I really miss Courtney being a Dong Report contributor. All those months she was gone. And Mego had a lot of great drops in the Dong Report, too. But there's just something special about a Courtney drop. That is unique to, like, anything. Like, no one does drops like her. Anyway, welcome back, Courtney. For the Nationals. Wow, this is a good one to start with. Abimelech Ortiz? Is that right? Welcome. His first career dunk. Did I say that right? Abimelech Ortiz? Okay. Welcome. First dong of his career. First dong of the year. Also for the Nationals, Dalen Lyle. Dong number 14. For the Phillies, Derek Hill. Derek Hill eating a little salami tonight. A grand slam for Mr. Hill. His ninth home run of the year. And how about Bryce Harper? 24 dongs on the year for the Harp Man. This one went 433 feet, which makes it... That, ladies and gentlemen, is the long dong gong, which means Bryce Harper... At 433 feet, hit the longest dong of the night. Congratulations, Mr. Harper, on your very long dong. All right, let's go to New York, the Bronx, to be specific, for the Cardinals and the Yankees.
Bresbaud, I know he's about to search Shorkit.
My God. Was that from today, too? He's about to sort Shorkit? That was tremendous. Morning show is all over this Dong Report so far. Cardinals and Yankees, this game's still going on right now. They're in the top of the seventh inning. For the Cards, Alec Burleson.
Burly man.
Double dong night for the Burly man. Number 16 and 17 for him. 350 and 365 feet, respectively. For the Bronx Bombers, Austin Wells. Dong number 8. And how about Trent Grisham? Dong number 12. A dozen dongs on the year for Mr. Grisham. However, Cardinals lead this game 6-3. That game, as I said, in the top of the seventh. Let's head to Milwaukee for the Pirates and the Brewers.
I'm going to go shag a little bit.
Yeah. Who was that?
That was Chad Tracy.
Chad Tracy. Yeah. Yeah, you go, Chad. All right, Pirates and the Brewers, no dunks.
Swing and a pop-up.
This game's in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Pirates lead 4-3, but nary a dong has been struck. But that could change. That could change. We could get a late breaker. We could get multiple late breakers. All these games are in progress, though, which means that includes this. Cubs and the Dodgers at Wrigley.
Popeyes.
For the Dodgers, Tommy Edman. Dong number three. Where's he been this year? I feel like I haven't heard Tommy Edman's name at all. Was he hurt this year? What's his deal? What's Tommy Edman's deal? Or he just doesn't hit dongs anymore, maybe. For the Cubbies, how about Saya Suzuki? Revving it up there. His 19th dong of the year. How about Kevin Alcantara? Welcome, welcome. His first career dong. And, of course, Carson Kelly. Dong number seven on the year for Mr. Kelly. Cubs lead in this one by a score of 7-4. Dodgers trying to avoid their fourth straight loss. Let's go to Arlington, Texas for the Rangers and the Giants.
What's the word I'm looking for? Coherced?
Yeah, she got it. Definitely the word she was looking for. Giants and the Rangers. This game nationally televised on ESPN tonight. And I can tell you that the Rangers don't have any dongs, but the Giants do. Younghoo Lee, dong number seven. 410-footer. I actually saw it live while Bradford was in here. And I got excited because I, you know, saw a dong. But I also was trying to focus on what Bradford was saying. So I had to put my excitement aside. Anyway, the Giants lead in this game 3-0. Let's go to Houston. Blue Jays and the Astros.
Get our hands on him.
That was Brezbot talking about Rutschman, I think, sounds like.
About the injuries.
The injuries to Rutschman.
Yeah, he's saying like, hey, we got to get the medical team and our doctors to put their hands on
him. That's what he needs. He needs this crack medical squad fixing him up. No dongs for Houston, but for the Blue Jays, Alejandro Kirk. Don't call my name. Don't call it. 3-0. Blue Jays lead this game in the bottom of the fifth inning. All right, off to Denver we go for the Rays and the Rockies.
You're hot.
For the Rays, Junior Caminero. Don't call my name. No. Junior Caminero.
Today, Junior.
Thank you very much. Dong number 31 for Junior. This guy's a machine this year. And Rays, who also made some moves at the deadline, trying to stay in the top spot in the American League, lead the Rockies by a score of 7-0, and this game is only in the top of the third inning. Also, thanks in part to Junior Caminero and his 31 dongs. All right, one more game on the docket to tell you about, and that would be the Padres and the D-backs at Chase Field.
Oh, yeah, I do go.
I do that, too, sometimes. D-backs and Padres, no dongs because the game hasn't started yet.
Swing and a pop-up.
That's right, Joe. So, yeah, there we are. A 9:40 start time out there in the desert. But as for the games that are going on right now or have completed, you add them all up, you carry the three. Ladies and gentlemen, you got a 15-dong night. 15 dongs, a Tommy Heinsohn, rest in peace, 15 dongs.
Love that one. First one I think of is Dustin Pedroia.
Dustin Pedroia, 15 dongs, of course.
But one of our callers was really enamored with.
I know. He was like, what if you traded Dustin Pedroia? And it's like, well, what if you did? I don't know. I don't think you did. The only guy you have that's kind of like Dustin Pedroia is Caleb Durbin, and that's just because they're both little guys. Also, one thing about Adley Rutschman, this addition of him, he finally got like a big position player. All the other position players in this team are 6 feet and under. So now if there was like a brawl, like let's say the Red Sox and the Dodgers had a brawl after the Contreras thing, now with Rutschman, you might actually, have a chance. 15, Patrick Mahomes, 15. Let's see. Ah! Yeah! Woo! Sounds like a late breaker. Okay, that's enough. Thank you with the late breaker. What happened, Joe?
Well, it sounds like a late breaker because it is a late breaker.
Yes.
We got two more to add to the total.
All right.
We are going to the Cubs and the Dodgers, and we are going to one Micah Bush.
Head for the mountains of Bush.
14th dong of the year. Yeah, one of your favorites. 14th dong of the year, 381 feet. And then we go to the Rays and the Rockies. Ezekiel Tovar put the Rockies on the board with his 9th dong of the year, 398 feet. Still a 7-1 lead for the Rays, but we were at 15, add 2, so we got 17 as our new total.
Excellent. So that makes it a John Havlicek 17. That makes it a Nathan Eovaldi 17. I think we've had this recently. 17.
How about Manny Del Carmen?
A Manny Del Carmen 17. Good one. I don't think I would have got that if you hadn't said it, so thank you. I feel like we're missing a lot of other Red Sox, too. Who else wore 17? We got Eovaldi. We got David Hamilton, 17. Ah! Ah! Don't even have time for a Tyler O'Neill 17 because we're up to now what, 18?
No, we're now up to 19.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Because we got to go to Yankee Stadium and go to the Cardinals and the Yankees. Back-to-back dunks.
Wow. Do they go belly-to-belly, too?
One hit by Ryan McMahon. The other hit by Jose Caballero.
Jose Caballero. Up to 19 dongs, which I believe would be a Don Nelson 19. I'm good with the Celtics retired numbers for some reason. I'm getting all of those. 19, a Roman Anthony 19. I think that's his number. I don't know. I haven't seen his jersey in forever. I don't know. I don't know what 19. Number he wears.
Yeah, well, I think we've had this one recently, too, and a lot of Red Sox have worn it. We mentioned Josh Beckett.
Josh Beckett 19, mean
Jackie
course.
Bradley Jr.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Koji 19. Koji Uehara 19. Tyler Seguin 19. Tyler Seguin, so Jumbo Joe Thornton 19. Okay.
Got Malcolm Mitchell from the Patriots.
A Malcolm Mitchell 19.
Brandon LaFell.
LaFell. Brandon Tate, too. Was he 19? No, maybe not. Maybe he's 15. I forget. Okay. Okay. Good. 19. The number is 19 for now. We may have more late breakers. I will do my best to have a segment prepared for you. And you can contribute to that segment. It's 617-779-7937. Text the show. If you're on Twitch, you can write in your 19s. And you can do so on YouTube chat as well. You can also call in with your 19s if you'd like to. I'll take your call. 617-779-7937. 19 dongs tonight here on the trade deadline. Send them in, and we'll get to them right after this. The number of dongs tonight was 19 here in the Christian Arcan Show. Joe Braverman will keep me posted if there's any more late breakers. But if not, 19 is the number. Oh, my God. Never mind, never mind, never mind, never mind! I didn't even get to start the 19s. All right, the siren goes on a little long, just for the record. We could cut it down. We could cut, like, 10 seconds off of that, I think. Anyway,
well,
what do we
energy,
got?
Your energy has subsided as the more times we do.
Yes. What do we got?
We have to go back to Dodgers Cubs.
Yep.
And we need to go to Teoscar Hernandez.
Okay.
His 11th dong of the year, which went 443 feet. You know what that means?
That means, oh my goodness! Ah! Wow! A late-breaking long dong gong from Teoscar Hernandez.
Oh, but
who
that's
hits long
all.
Dongs.
That's not all, my friend.
Oh, no?
We have another late-breaker.
Oh, my God.
How about that? All our late breakers tonight have been in twos.
Yeah.
Our second one, a double dong night for a certain Tampa Bay Ray.
No way. Junior again?
Today, Junior?
Junior with another one.
And this one went 442 feet.
So just short.
1 foot short.
Being another late breaking long dong. I don't know if I could have survived that, honestly. I would have started. I would have been like the Tasmanian devil in here. I would have been throwing chairs around. My beautiful Mount Rushmore would have come ripping down. If you're just tuning in, by the way, on Twitch or YouTube, what do you think? Take a look, huh? Is this not the greatest thing you've ever seen on the walls of any radio station ever?
So we should point out that they were close
they were
together,
clumped in, but
then
I,
you gave them some space.
I gave them some space because I didn't want to block any of them, and I feel like I'm not as much anymore. I'm blocking the Teddy Sarandas a little bit here. If you don't know who these people are, that's Eddie Andelman, that's Dale Arnold, Ted Sarandas, and Pete Shepard, who all used to work here. Are four of my personal heroes. So I decided, since I rescued the Dale Arnold head, that I'd rescue all of them. Anyway, the number now is 21.
21.
20.
Roberto Clemente.
A Roberto Clemente 21. Daron Harmon 21 is the first one I thought of for some reason. How about a Roger Clemens 21?
There you go.
With the Red Sox. Roger Clemens 21. I believe... Who is it retired for the Celtics? Bill Sharman, maybe? Bill Sharman, 21?
Well, there is a number that's retired for this person, but not the one for the dong total. But Kevin Garnett wore 21 with the Timberwolves.
He certainly did.
Shout out to Rob right over my shoulder.
A good one there. Andrew Ferentz, 21. Dominique Wilkins, 21. When he played not for the Celtics, he was 12 on the Celtics, but he was 21 everywhere else. Let's see here. What other Red Sox 21s are there? I got Clemens. Oh, my God. I don't know about this, man. This is crazy. Another late breaker. Another late breaker, boys and girls.
This one is just one.
Okay.
This one is just one. So the number will be 22. But how about a Yankee debut for Luis Garcia Jr.?
Really?
First game as a Yankee, he hits a dong 424 feet for his 24th of the year.
Well, bully for him. Hopefully, Rutschman has a nice debut for the Red Sox as well. There you go. All right, the number now is 22.
That's also a Roger Clemens.
Roger Clemens, 22. Yes, absolutely. Celtics, that is, I think, Easy Ed McCauley, 22, who it's retired for. I was always a big fan of Clyde Drexler. Clyde Drexler, 22.
Currently for the Sox, it's a Garrett Whitlock.
A Garrett Whitlock, 22, sure.
Also a Rick Porcello.
A Porcello, 22, or as Jones used to call him, Porcell Blow, is what he...
Come on, he won a Cy Young.
He did, that's true, but that wasn't enough for Jones. How about a Willie Mo Pena, 22? You know who they traded to get Willie Mo Pena?
Bronson Arroyo,
Okay, pitcher for a hitter. Sometimes you got to do that. Didn't really work out with him. That's probably not a great example of a time when it's cool to do that, but it's been done before, I guess is the point. Let's see. How about an Asante Samuel, 22? How about, this guy's not a very good person, but how about a Dave Meggett, 22?
I was thinking Stephen Ridley.
A Stephen Ridley, 22. Very good. 22. Bruins, 22. Sean Thornton, 22. Okay. All right. Well, now the number is 22. We had everybody send in all these great 21s and 20s and so forth, but now the number is up to 22. So let's see if we got anything here. All right. Doug Flutie at Boston College, 20. Very good. Very good right there. Someone had a Malcolm Butler, 21. We're already off of 21. Sorry. Let's see. We'll get to our numbers. I had everything all set up for 19, first of all. You know that I'm not going to say it now because I don't want to ruin it for when we actually do have 19. But I learned a lot about the number 19 that I didn't know.
I'm pretty sure on the Sox, this might be an obscure name, Felix Dubront.
A Felix Dubront, 22. That's good. Text coming in. How about a Emmett Smith, 22? Very good. A Mike Haynes, 22. Caitlin Clark, 22. Very good. Elgin Baylor. Jimmy Butler, 22. All of these are good.
I got, Rob gave me another one. Rudy Gay.
A Rudy Gay, 22. Yeah, he wore 22. Clayton Kershaw, 22. Right? I think? Maybe that's wrong. I don't know. I may be running out. I may be getting to the end. Andrew Wiggins, 22?
Kershaw did wear 22.
He did? Okay. How about Brett Hull? Brett Hull wore 22? And I may be out. I may be out on that, which means, without any further ado here, I know everyone's just been waiting around for this.
Brett Hull was 22 with the Stars.
There you go. So then without any further ado, let's get to the part of this that everybody just sits around waiting for. Fun facts about the number 22. Okay? The phrase catch 22 comes from a 1961 novel of the same name by author Joseph Heller. The 22nd James Bond movie is Daniel Craig's second Bond appears. It is the shortest Bond film in the entire series, with a runtime of 1 hour and 46 minutes. But which one is it? What was the 22nd Bond movie? I'm reading off a list here, obviously. Quantum of Solace. That's what it was. The 22nd Summer Olympics were held in 1980 at the previously Soviet Union Moscow, now Russia. The Games had 203 events with 5,179 total athletes. 22 feet is the length of a regulation shuffleboard table, popular pastime for many. 22 is the title of a track for many artists, including Taylor Swift, Lily Allen. I've never known how to say this. Bon Iver? Bon Iver? Or Bon Iver? I don't know how to say it. Def Havana and Jay-Z has a song called 22. Jay-Z's song is actually called 22 Twos. So not quite the same, but close enough. There are 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet. During creation, God created 22 things. Buddy Holly and Terry Fox died at the age of 22. The 22nd Amendment, passed in 1947, limited the time for a presidential term. 22nd state of the U.S. was actually Alabama. They joined 32 years after Delaware. 22 is the atomic number of titanium. The average person takes 11 seconds to count to 22. Bet you didn't know that. In 2008, a world record was set for the most people riding a skateboard, with 22 people appearing in a Weezer video. I didn't know that. That's interesting. 22 is a pi shortcut. Dividing 22 by 7 gives you 3.1428, which is a highly accurate centuries-old fraction used to approximate the value of pi. Every standard football or soccer match begins with 22 players on the field at the same time. In cricket, the length of the pitch, meaning the exact distance between the two set of wickets, is exactly 22 yards, also known as one chain. Bet you didn't know that either. I don't know anything about cricket. Every time I learn something about cricket, it's like, that's now the third thing I know. The only thing I knew is that they have a bowler and a batsman, and that there's wickets.
That's already more than I know.
And that's it. I don't know anything else. In traditional UK bingo, the number 22 is called out as two little ducks. And a standard game of snooker is played with a total of 22 balls. And with that, we bid you a good night. I want to say thanks to Rob Bradford for joining me. Thanks to Sean McAdam for being open to joining me and then forgetting what night he was supposed to come on. But that happens sometimes. It happens to all of us. Thanks to Joe Braverman. And, of course, thanks to Glenn on the video for that first hour. I'll be back tomorrow at 6 o'clock at Fenway Park as the Red Sox return home. And I'll have pre- and post-game for you live from Jersey, or not from Jersey Street, from Lansdowne Street, right here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. Good night now.
Get our hands on him.
Go away, go away. I'm so tired of this. Freaking go away, you freak.